Left arm not so orthodox. Cricket is not on. There's no live cricket. But thanks to YouTube, we've got lots of cricket we can watch. And we've got one of the great YouTubers of our lifetime, a man who owns 10% equity in YouTube, the one and only Puneet Pania. Puneet, how are you doing?
Not too bad. I can't say I've been worse because I haven't, but we are managing so far.
And what are you doing about sports? What are you doing about cricket? How are you coping? Most people are sick. There's vomiting. There's loose motions. There's diarrhea. What do you do with cricket? And I've got nothing to do with,
coping like most people from my generation. We just watch clips of Rahul Dravid and Sachin Tendulkar from the 90s and feel good about ourselves.
When cricket was played by gentlemen like yourself and myself.
Yes.
did you know that in the last week we've had two birthdays, big ones? Well, 24th was Sachin's and I think a couple of days back was Rohit Sharma. Did you wish them?
I did, but then they blocked me after that.
Oh, yeah. So this is the problem with these guys. You don't understand love from the perspective that we shower on them. But moving away from the bad humor that we've set as a precedent for this show, are you still hopeful because Australia has opened up and Australia is very keen for the India-Australia series which starts December first week. The four test series which will decide the champions or the best team in the world, some say. Do you think the October 24th World Cup, T20 World Cup can happen? Australia looks like they will be working. And Australia will be ready to perform as a host, but will the other countries go? Will we be able to go? What do you think?
This year, December, I think is doubtful that you can actually fly a team over to another country and do an entire event. I think at best, what might happen is they can just charter a flight for the cricketers and play with no audience. Just telecast it. It will be sad, but it will be better than nothing.
No, but I think we can live with that. Honestly, as a TV viewer, I'm going to be selfish and look at my own interests first. I don't care that you're in Adelaide, you can't get to see the thing live. But I'll get to watch it here in Bombay because I don't have much to do anyway. And I'm up early morning for Australia time, suits 5-4, all that. My only question here is, because I'm hearing rumors now that all the Western countries are looking at ways to sort of regain their... Don't forget the economics involved in all this.
Absolutely.
Except for Wimbledon, who had that thing out,
insurance.
Pandemic insurance. Everybody else is just losing money, boss. And there's a lot of money. Look at the vendors involved. The kind of money that everybody's losing collectively is huge. IPL, huge losses. The World Cup, T20 World Cup in Australia, huge losses. Olympics, huge losses. Even though they moved by a year. The French Open, Wimbledon, etc. Grand Prix.
So, but the real loss, Cyrus, is that we have lost ads of MDH, Masala and Ambuja Cement in all the cricket.
Can you believe that? Not having all those ads? I mean, you're telling me. I don't watch much TV because the news is so terrible and shows like mine are still on it. And so, you know, I don't know. I was just looking at a silver lining. Something to look forward to for sports lovers like ourselves. Whose lives, life sport is our lives in many ways because our lives are empty. So I'm not very keen on religion. I'm not very keen on family. I'm not very keen on what's happening in the world. I'm only keen on sport. And so for me, really, I take this very personally. And I'm just thinking, why can't we try something? Find some middle path, find some compromise solution. Take the player, spectators out. Or in the Western society, they listen. You can have actually people sitting 5 chairs away from each other, except for the Indian section. You know, the Indian section will do what they want. So I'm just hopeful, and I think you should be hopeful too. But if you could choose one thing, and this is my question for our entire show, if you could choose one thing, one event, one match, one thing that should be played this year, what would you take? You can even go outside cricket. We'll allow it.
A boxing match, good old-fashioned one. I just saw one ad.
Which they're trying. Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua trying to find a location.
Yes.
And they're both Brits, yeah.
Yeah, so that, because why not? Like, if the world is ending, might as well go back to blood sports. No, what is all this civilized sport?
And it's a contact sport. So, if anyone has corona, it makes the most. You're passing it on directly. You know, punching. I mean, you could win the bout and lose because you got the corona.
But the referee can wear a mask, which is a black and white mask on his face.
I think we're going to see a lot of sports played in masks now. So, no one's going to complain about, you know, women wearing this and that while performing sport level. That's going to go on for some time. Thank God for helmets in many sports. It saves you. Quickly, but if it's a cricket match that you want to see right now in 2000 and what's left of 2020, Puneet Pania would ask for what game? The tour to Australia, the back, the World Cup T20 in Australia, England, West Indies, England, South Africa, Pakistan versus Bangladesh in Pakistan.
I'd want to see an India-New Zealand tour again. The last one was just so weird and there was just something off about it.
Oh, what you're thinking is I hope the virus had hit us a little earlier so we didn't have to tour New Zealand. Yeah, that was a bit sad. Yeah, ended on a bad note.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of bad note, I think that we should end on this note as well. Thank you, Puneet, for joining us and I hope we can hear more from you. As a fellow sports lover suffering, my heart goes out to you and I just hope and pray that people around the world do the right thing. forget about normal society. First, put sports out. The school is an all can follow later. Right?
Yes. Thank you, sir. Yes. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.